Idaho Commission for Libraries, Connections, Talking Book Service News, Volume 10, Number 2, Spring 2019.
Please read newsletters as soon as you receive them. When you are finished reading your newsletter, return it to the library so the next person may receive it.
NLS consultant visited Idaho TBS. Pam Davenport, the National Library Service NLS consultant for the West and Midlands regions, visited the Idaho Talking Book Service TBS in March to meet with staff, share information, answer questions, and learn about the great work being done by the Idaho TBS so she can share it with other NLS libraries. For the past 10 years, Davenport has worked at the NLS, which is the federal service that provides the Idaho TBS with commercially produced audiobooks and magazines and Braille materials. Prior to her role at the NLS, Davenport was in the network. She held a position in South Carolina, similar to the one Idaho TBS library consultant Sue Walker holds at the Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL, which includes overseeing the entire TBS program for Idaho. That is no small feat. Each week, the ICFL staff and volunteers process approximately 3,500 audio cartridges, which include those audiobooks and magazines returned from patrons and those sent out to eager readers throughout the Gem State. Satisfaction Survey Results. Thanks to the more than 1,000 Talking Book Service, TBS, users who responded to our biennial satisfaction survey. If you have not had a chance to share your thoughts, please complete the survey mailed to you and return in the postage-free envelope. Or give us a call at 800-458-3271 and complete the survey over the phone with one of our customer service representatives. Over the next few issues of this newsletter, we will report on different issues identified in the survey and share information that might help you better understand and use the service. First, the good news. Almost 90% of respondents indicated being very satisfied with the customer service they receive when they contact the Idaho TBS. This is especially important to us, since it is the aspect of the service that we can most control. However, we don't intend to rest on our laurels. If you have suggestions for ways to improve customer service, or you feel our service is not up to your standards, please let us know. 2/3 of the survey respondents reported that they are very satisfied with the books they receive. The following information may help you get the books you want when you need them. Our customer service representatives, CSRs, love to read and are willing and able to help you find the authors, titles, or genres you want. Call, email, mail, or stop in. You don't need to have specifics in mind. Just tell a CSR what you have liked in the past, and they can help you explore new topics. When requesting a title, tell us when you need it. If you want to read it ASAP, let us know, especially if it is for a book club. Understand the type of service you are signed up for by talking with your CSR. The CSR can tailor your service to meet your needs. Want to keep current with the latest titles? Ask to receive Talking Book Topics, the bi-monthly listing of new books available in audio, braille, and large print. Review it, mark the titles you want, mail the order form, and we will take care of the rest. Those of you with access to the internet can browse our online catalog at https://webopac.klas.com/id1aopac/. You can easily narrow your search, find titles by author or subject, and even link to the Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, when you find the title you want. You can always ask for titles you have heard about. If they are not available, we can place a request so you will receive a copy when one is available. Bard users, please remember that you can talk with the customer service representatives too. They can help you find titles that you would like to download from Bard. We want you to never stop reading, so let us know how we can help. Call us at 800-458-3271 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time. Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club. Our centenarians joining the 10 Squared Club are Joan Downing, and joined the TBS program in 2009. Pearl Lamb, and joined the TBS program in 2018. Louise Peterson. Louise has read nearly 400 books since joining the TBS program. Merle Tippetts, and just recently joined the TBS program in January of this year. Welcome, Merle. The Library of Congress wants to hear from you. Speaking of surveys, patrons who use services provided by the Library of Congress's National Library Service, NLS, for the blind and physically handicapped, will be invited to participate in a nationwide survey. Users of the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, could be contacted to participate in this national NLS survey. The NLS provides the Idaho TBS with commercially recorded audiobooks and magazines and braille materials. The information collected from the NLS survey will guide the agency as it moves forward with a variety of projects that will enhance and expand the Braille and Talking Book program. Insights gathered from this survey will also help the NLS better understand the needs of its patrons. You may receive an invitation by mail, email, or phone. To ensure ease of use, readers selected for the survey will be given the option of responding to their invitation in a number of ways. If you receive an invitation to respond to the NLS survey and you have questions, please contact Gallup Support at 888-297-8999 or via email at gallup.poll@gallupmail.com. Candace's Corner. Idaho Talking Book Service Customer Service Representative Candace Reynolds' picks for spring reading are Crossing to Safety and A Gentleman in Moscow. Both books are character-driven novels that span decades of their characters' lives. Published in 1987, Crossing to Safety is about two couples who are lifelong friends. Themes in the book center on the passage of time, handling loss, memories of struggle and heartbreak, but also love and happiness, with powerful insight into the alchemy of friendship and marriage. A Gentleman in Moscow is a 2016 novel that follows the life of a Russian count, Alexander Ilyich Rostov, who is sentenced to house arrest in the luxury hotel Metropole when he is 30 years old. He navigates his new circumstances with resiliency and wit, and it's hard not to become drawn into this story with its engaging cast of characters and touching scenes. Both of these books are available upon request. TBS Order Form. Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. To order any of the books from this newsletter, write your name and address on the enclosed addressed TBS order form and mark on the lines next to the titles you want. Postage is not required. New locally recorded book. As Rugged as the Terrain, CCC Boys, Federal Convicts, and World War II Alien Internees Wrestle with Mountain Wilderness. Author Priscilla Weggers. Adult Nonfiction. Read by Becky DeSilvia. The rugged Idaho wilderness was the location of Civilian Conservation Corps, CCC, alien internment, and prisoner of war, POW, camps from the mid-1930s through the mid-1940s. This book is an in-depth account of the work done and the immense challenges faced in the Clearwater and Bitterroot National Forests and the Lock-Saw River Corridor by the CCC, POWs, and internees. DBC 00863. Year published, 2013. Book length, 10 hours, 40 minutes. Converted books. Bend of the Snake, author Bill Gulick. Adult Fiction, read by Bill Gulick. A novel describing the brawling territory that was gold-hungry Washington State, Idaho, and the Snake River, and the cattlemen's struggle for government contracts. DBC 07349. Year published, 1950. Book length, 6 hours, 37 minutes. The Space Between Us, author Thriti N. Umrigar. Adult Fiction, read by Julie Ifla. Poignant, evocative, and unforgettable, this book is an intimate portrait of a distant yet familiar world. Set in modern-day India, it is the story of two compelling and achingly real women, one an upper-middle-class housewife, the other a servant in her household. This novel demonstrates how the lives of the rich and the poor are connected yet removed from each other, and how the strong bonds of womanhood are opposed by the division of class and culture, contains strong language and some descriptions of sex. DBC 07358, year published, 2007, book length, 12 hours, 9 minutes. Recommendations from Candace's Corner. Crossing to Safety, author Wallace Stegner. Adult Fiction, read by Fred Major. Story of acceptance and affirmation of two couples who meet in 1937 when they are young, and whose friendship lasts a lifetime. Sid and Charity Lang and Larry and Sally Morgan, although from different backgrounds, befriend each other when the men are professors in Madison, Wisconsin. DB 049441. Year published, 1987. Book length, 11 hours, 22 minutes. A Gentleman in Moscow. Author, Armor Tolles. Adult Fiction, read by Guy Nicholas Smith. In 1922, Count Alexander Rostov has been judged by a Bolshevik tribunal and found to be an unrepentant aristocrat. Sentenced to house arrest for life, he joins the community in the luxurious Hotel Metropole. He tries to enjoy life and befriends a young girl who wants to be a princess. Some descriptions of sex, commercial audiobook. DB 085533. Year published, 2016. Book length, 17 hours, 55 minutes. Locally recorded magazines. Idaho Magazine. This is a monthly magazine written by people from all walks of life about their experiences in the state of Idaho involving history, heritage, recreation, and adventure. IDM 9, published monthly. Idaho Yesterdays. Journal of the Idaho State Historical Society, publishes refereed scholarly articles, edited documents, and other materials that contribute to an understanding of Idaho and the Northwest. IDY 9, published irregularly. Overland Journal, a quarterly journal of scholarly research into the immigrant experience and the trails, roads, and routes. Published by the National Headquarters of the Oregon-California Trails Association. OLJ 9. Published quarterly. Owyhee Outpost. Journal of the Owyhee County Historical Society. Historical coverage of Owyhee County, Idaho, including folklore and family stories. OW09, published annually. Sandpoint Magazine provides regional coverage of Northwestern Idaho events, culture, entertainment, and dining. Detailed coverage of Sandpoint, Idaho and its attractions. SAM9, published semi-annually. You can also request a list of magazines published by the National Library Service, NLS. For assistance or to comment about the Idaho Talking Book Service, please call 1-800-458-3271, weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time. The Customer Services Representatives, CSRs, of the Idaho Talking Book Service are unavailable to assist patrons on Thursdays from 1:30 to 3 p.m. Mountain Time due to a weekly meeting that is held during this time. Otherwise, a CSR will be happy to help you Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. To reach them, call 800-458-3271. Visit by NLS consultant to Idaho TBS. In March, National Library Service, NLS, consultant Pam Davenport spent time with the staff and volunteers of the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, during her biennial visit. Davenport shared her thoughts about the visits she makes to the state libraries and library agencies for which she is responsible, such as the Idaho Commission for Libraries, ICFL, which administers the Idaho TBS. Davenport said, "I really like site visits because I get to see all of the wonderful things being done in the network and experience them firsthand. I also enjoy talking with the volunteers. They make us look so good. I met two ladies who volunteer at the ICFL and became good friends because of the time they spend together volunteering." Davenport added, "I understand what the TBS staff and volunteers do. I have inspected books and spoken with patrons. So I think I have an affinity with the dedicated, hard-working people who ensure their patrons receive the best service possible from the TBS." ICFL library consultant Sue Walker said, "I think Pam's visit to Idaho every 2 years is so valuable for us because we learn what is happening with the Talking Book Service program at the federal level. Plus, our staff and volunteers are able to interact with our agency's go-to person in Washington, D.C. Walker added, "It is always easier to reach out to someone you have met when you need help or advice." Some exciting things on the horizon from the National Library Service, NLS. Development of a Braille e-reader to allow users to read electronic Braille. Development of the next generation of digital players. 4 Idaho users participated in a testing phase that allowed titles to be automatically downloaded from Bard using Wi-Fi to access the Internet. Implementation of the Marrakesh Treaty, which will increase U.S. access to foreign language materials. Testing of duplication software to decrease the time users have to wait to read requested titles or series. Magazines. Books are great, but sometimes shorter, more current pieces are preferred. Magazines to the rescue. The National Library Service, NLS, produces more than 80 magazine titles in audio and or Braille format, plus the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, records 5 titles about Idaho or the Northwest. In this newsletter on the TBS order form, you will find a list of the local magazines that are available for you to request. You can also indicate that you would like to receive a copy of the list of magazines that are available from the NLS. Magazines differ from books in that more than one issue of a magazine title may be on a single cartridge. In those instances, the bookshelf feature of the NLS-issued player must be used to access the different magazine titles. This is done by pressing the green play button until you hear bookshelf. You can progress through the different titles by using the left and right arrows on either side of the play button. Depending on how often the magazine is published, it may take several weeks for the first cartridge to arrive in your mailbox. The circulation time for magazines varies according to the title's publication schedule and which titles are on a cartridge. The best rule of thumb is to listen to magazines first, before books, and return them to avoid accumulating overdue cartridges. The circulation system will stop sending magazine cartridges when too many cartridges are identified as being overdue. Users of the Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, can also download titles by using the drop-down menu in BARD to select the titles/issues they want to read. You can also subscribe to the title and be notified by email when the next issue is available for download. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service through March 29, 2019. General donations. Margaret Brackenberry, Lita Carlson, Juanetta Cook, Jerome M. Evans, David Fitch, Valate S. Gee, Christine Haggerty, LaRue and Martin Humphreys, John Llewellyn, Richard Moore, Margaret Mortensen, Patricia Michaelbust, Betty and Martin Olson, F.B. Peter, Yolanda Wardell. Memorial donations. Marion Barton in memory of Thomas Gebhardt. Marion Barton in memory of Herb Will. Kenneth and Elizabeth Fallon in memory of Kenneth Fallon Sr. Donations are used to enhance the Idaho Talking Book Service and are fully tax deductible as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Make checks payable to the Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations may be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website, https://libraries.idaho.gov/donations/. Or from the homepage, click on the Support Your Library button. Our sincere thanks to all who give so generously. To request this newsletter on cartridge or in Braille, call 1-800-458-3271. For a podcast, PDF, or to subscribe to the newsletter via email, visit https://libraries.idaho.gov/publications/connections/. To download the newsletter via the online catalog, search Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News. If you have comments and or questions about this newsletter, please call 1-800-458-3271. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, 208-334-2150 or 800-458-3271. 2019 TBS closures. May 27th, Memorial Day. July 4th, Independence Day. July 11th, Staff Training Day. September 2nd, Labor Day. October 14th, Columbus Day. November 11th, Veterans Day. November 28th, Thanksgiving. December 25th, Christmas. End of Idaho Commission for Libraries Connections Talking Book Service News. Volume 10, Number 2, Spring 2019. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service. April 2019. Read by Chris Query, monitored by Ruby Weaver. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. Please return this newsletter to the library so the next person may receive it. Thank you.